The start of a two-game series for the Rays and Blue Jays in Toronto. Jacob Faria making his second big league start for the Rays, and in the first inning, he was comfortable. Bottom of the first, he faces Jose Bautista.
And a cut and a miss. And a cut and a miss. He strikes him out. There's a high fly ball back into deep right center. Pilar's going to look up. That baby is gone. Home run for Featherston. And the Rays take the lead.
Here's a swing and a high drive into deep center field. Pilar turns and looks, and Morrison has hit a three-run homer into the flight deck in straightaway center. And the Rays get them all home. It's 4-0.
There's a cut and a miss and out on strikes. 2-2, he strikes him out with a fastball. And another great job by the 23-year-old right-hander.
Had some success against Dickerson. With the
a long one to deep right center field on the first pitch, and that baby is out of here. It's a four-hit night for Dickerson.
The Rays get to 3 over .500 for the first time since they were 5-2 early this season, picking up a commanding 8-1 win on Tuesday. Tampa Bay makes it 6 out of their last 7, picking up a Tuesday 8-1 win in Toronto. Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Jake Faria did it again, and it was just an outstanding effort by him. We talked about earlier that there was thought the pretty challenging lineup to go face, and he quieted a really good lineup. He had a really good fastball, the changeup, the breaking ball had a little more depth than what we saw as in his first outing, so that played a big part, especially against some of the righties. Just strong performance on his part. Offensively, you know, we get on base, we get some guys in scoring position. We don't capitalize the first two innings, and it seemed like it kind of all came together for us with Taylor leading it off the home run, the third, I believe, and then Lomo with the big three-run shot, and then just added on from there. Longo's double, first pitch double, ready to hit. That was good to see. And the guys, you know, they did a really nice job. Austin Pruitt also picked up the bullpen because our bullpen was definitely still taxed a little bit. The off day was nice, but to be able to give everybody else 2 more days is huge.
How impressed are you with Faria's demeanor?
Very. I mean, he's a young pitcher that doesn't seem fazed by too much. You know, fell behind a couple of counts and just, you know, went 2-0, 3-0 on a couple and came right back in and made big pitches after big pitch to settle everything down. He doesn't seem like he gets overly amped on anything, and that's a sign of a pitcher that's in control, and that's what he showed.
You brought up Taylor Featherston, the home run he hit in the third, but what about his defense? We saw the double play early on. For him not to work with Robertson, I mean, what did that show you to come up with that double play?
He seems very sure-handed. Even the play the backhand play that we didn't convert into an out, but he seems very sure-handed, confident with what he's doing. He's done a nice job of following Charlie in the dugout for the different positioning, and it seems like he's right on page with everything that we're trying to accomplish.
Corey Dickerson, 4 hits tonight, included the home run there in the 9th. I mean, again, just what can you say just about his consistency?
He's having a big year. Love the fact that he goes up there and he's taking his hits the other way. That's the difference from right now to where he was last year. You just didn't see that. He got 2 or 3 of them today, and then he comes up and hits a big homer off of a first pitch slider off loop.
And Colby Rasmus, I mean, we've seen him come up offensively, but tonight 2 big plays in left field. Yeah. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, he covers a lot of ground for us. He adds to what we think is a really good defensive outfield. And you watch him go after balls, you watch his reads, his positioning, he's been really good for us.
For Logan, obviously a career year, he's headed on that track, but the leadership qualities that he seems to probably exude go hand in hand with what he's probably producing at the plate.
We learned a lot about Lomo last year with his early season struggles, and you found out a lot about the type of guy he was, the type of teammate he was, that never wavered even through his struggles. And he's basically been the same guy now with all this success. I mean, he wasn't any quieter, I can tell you that, when he was struggling. So we're fortunate to have him sitting there right behind Longo. It's been a really nice combination with the middle of our lineup, and Lomo's deserves a lot of credit for that.
For a team that's lost a couple of key guys over the last 4 or 5 days, you guys are playing with a pretty good resolve. Do you think maybe that almost, like, in a way, kind of steals the guys together? Like, you know, we lost some guys, we really got to...
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, they're big losses. Matt Andrees is a big loss. KK, we've gone through this already with KK, and we know how huge that can be. But it does. I think it does bring the guys together. And it's always nice when you get the guys that come in to fill in and get some really strong performances from them. And that's what we've got. Malik Smith has been outstanding on both sides of the ball, just a really complete at bat right now. And Jake Freya to fill in the last two starts looks like he belongs.
Break. I think he threw one maybe to Smoke in like the second inning that just seemed to like
bottom out.
Like almost like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, his pitch is fastball changeup. And I think the cutter slider and the little breaking ball that he's throwing is continuing to evolve. But I asked Dino in about the fourth inning, like, you know, what's the deal? I didn't recall that slider being that good. I mean, you could see the depth that he was creating with it. And he said it's the same pitch. It was just, you know, not as crisp against the White Sox as it was today.
Rookie Jacob Faria is 2-for-2. He held the Blue Jays to 6 hits over 6 1/3, striking out 8, and gives up just 1 run, becoming the third Rays pitcher all time to win his first 2 career games. Here's Faria after his excellent performance.
I think it was just a matter of locating it early. Later in the game, I started falling behind some hitters, and that's when they had more solid contact. So just getting ahead early in the count and letting everything play after that was really what was working.
What do you think about the atmosphere here tonight and just the fans?
It's cool. I mean, that's probably the most people I've ever thrown in front of in my life. So it was cool, you know, to hear them, you know, getting after it, cheering, you know, it was pretty fun.
When you get called up again, what's your mindset when you're walking into this building tonight?
You know, I was here before, you know, it's the same game, you know, just like the last time. So just try not to think too much of it and just attack the zone and just do what I know how to do.
Just want to ask you about some of the plays made behind you tonight. What do you think about your defense?
It was awesome. I mean, Colby going back on that fly ball, the double play turned early in the game. I mean, that makes it easy to pitch. I mean, just knowing that your defense is going to have your back, you can attack the zone and just go from there.
In any way, and not speaking about the Blue Jay lineup, but in any way, was it easier tonight in that you'd gone through it before last week, or did it feel as much of a challenge? Or
I think I felt the same. I mean, just really calm all day. Just knowing that, you know, I was going to, you know, sit down with Hick and Dino and go over the lineup before the game, just knowing the information that Hick brings to the table and that the front office brings to the table, it makes it really easy to be confident going into the game.
And were you less nervous? Were you less anxiety? A little confidence to draw on having had a successful outing before or not?
Probably I wouldn't say nervous, but the adrenaline probably wasn't pumping as high just because, like you said, it was here last, you know, had success the first game. So definitely a little smoother from the beginning.
And slider tonight, a little more break on it maybe than the other day?
Yeah, a little more. That was what I worked on in my bullpen when I went down to Durham. Me and Kyle just worked on trying to get maybe a little more side to side to it and not so much just straight top to bottom.
You threw a pitch in the second to Smoke. Is that a changeup?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movement.
Yeah, that's my bread and butter is fastball changeup. So that was a good one.
Bottom six, we saw 2 on, and you've been in a groove up until this point. So how big of a strikeout was that to get Kendrys Morales out?
Huge. I mean, he's a really good hitter too. So just to be able to battle him and come out on top it's huge. I mean, it's kind of keeps momentum in our favor. If he was able to, you know, drive somebody in or drive, you know, put a ball in play there, or, you know, get on base, it kind of puts momentum in their favor a little bit. So kind of keep it in our favor. That was huge.
Having only seen you pitch in spring training, I mean, are you always this kind of cool, calm, and collected when you're out there pitching, or are you trying extra hard because there's so many cameras on you now? Or, I mean,
the funny thing is, like, so before every game in my entire minor league career, I am super nervous because any team, I mean, it's the same thing up here. Any team any day can come out and bang you around, you know? So I think just the fact that I feel the same way before every game kind of made it a little easier to come up and make the transition.
But even your demeanor on the mound, I mean, you don't seem to show much emotion, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I feel like I show a little bit, and then everybody's like, oh, you didn't show anything. So I think my face is just frozen when I'm out there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what really happens.
The second of the short 2-game series has Jake Odorizzi starting for the Rays against Francisco Lurianos starting for Toronto.